the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Let us take note, my fellow sojourners, that in today's parable of the prodigal son, how immediately and fervently the father runs out to meet his repentant son. Even though his son had left him and his family, taken his inheritance and squandered it in a foreign land, the father never lost his love for him, nor his hope that his son would one day realize how wrong his choices had been and would return. So the theme on this third preparatory Sunday leading us to Great Lent is the return to the Father from exile. Each of us has blundered into this tragedy of turning our back on our Heavenly Father. We do that anytime we sin. He is always there. He loves us. He is always there, ready to receive us. All he asks of you and me is sincere, heartfelt repentance. Honesty before him about your sins. And when you give that, he gives forgiveness. And only he can give that. The first Sunday of preparation spoke to us of our desire for God and his kingdom. The second Sunday spoke to us of the need for humility and repentance in seeking God and his kingdom. And today we are reminded again of the necessity of repentance. Father Schmemann, in his classic book, Great Lent, writes on this subject of repentance. Repentance is precisely that feeling of alienation from God, from the joy of communion with him, from the real life as created and given by God. It is easy indeed to confess that I have not fasted on prescribed days, or missed my prayers, or become angry. It is quite a different thing, however, to realize suddenly that I have defiled and lost my spiritual beauty, that I am far away from my real home, my real life, and that something precious and pure and beautiful has been hopelessly broken in the very texture of my existence. Yet this and only this is repentance, and therefore it is also a deep desire to return, to go back, to recover that lost home. Father Alexander Schmemann, of thrice blessed memory. The central focus in this parable today is the Father, particularly the love of the Father for his Son. When we allow the various and sundry cares of the world and the desires of the flesh to take the place of our Heavenly Father, we make ourselves into orphans, spiritually speaking. So when we repent of our sins, we forsake these influences of darkness and death and come back to God. All of Great Lent is that season of return, because repentance, of course, is the focus of the great fast of that whole time. As Father Peter Gilchrist used to refer to it as the spiritual spring cleaning, where we go inside of ourselves more intensely to identify those things that stand between us and God, whatever they may be. Confront them and to turn away from them. This is what Great Lent is about. And today we're called to move in that direction, this third Sunday of preparation. This change in our affections and direction of daily life takes place, what can't take place unless we have the assurance that though we have turned our backs on our Heavenly Father, he never turns his back on us. Romans 8:31 and following says, St. Paul writes, What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? When the prodigal returns, not only does the father embrace him, but he calls for a feast during which he showers his son with fine food, clothing, and most important, his love. Did the prodigal deserve these blessings? No. And neither do we. But the love of the Father supersedes our sin and our guilt. If we repent, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all of heaven rejoices over that repentance. Let us get on the path of repentance this year, this day. Let us take Lent seriously. Let us be thankful to our Heavenly Father that He loves us and that He is always there, so desiring to pour His grace and His mercy out on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.